Farm View with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlonFarmLife.com.
Hello, and welcome to Farm View. Well, as usual, it's Kieran O'Connor here with your weekly farming programme. Well, on this week's show, and a busy show I have for you this week, I'll have an update on key actions for Irish farmers on the EU nitrous derogation extension. I'll talk to Thomas Ryan, Tierlon Sustainability Manager. We'll also discuss the recent good news that Dungarvan Enterprise Centre has been awarded funding for a major agri-food feasibility study for Waterford. We'll hear from Enterprise Chairman Professor Bill O'Gorman. And I'll preview next Sunday's big event is the annual Dungarvan Point to Point at Killostra with Point to Point Secretary Liam Carroll. And plus, as always, we'll have our farming calendar.
Farm View with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlonFarmLife.com.
Well, as we spoke recently on the farm program, the whole area of the nitrous derogation being extended has been welcomed by everyone involved in the industry. But there's a three-year space here and an opportunity here for guys to get it right over the next 3 years. So earlier in the week, I got a chance to talk to Thomas Ryan, who's Sustainability Manager for Tierlon, very much involved in the whole sustainability and the nitrous derogation. Thomas, first of all, great welcome news of the three-year extension, but it's important that we use this time right.
Yeah, it is, Kieran, and it's great again to talk to you and your listeners. Do you know, the decision on the 9th of December is one of relief, and that decision was a unanimous decision by the European Commission that Ireland's derogation will continue for 3 years, so that's 2026, 2027 and 2028. However, in reality, negotiations will begin in 2028, so we really have 24 months. We really have 2 years to step up and to continue the good work we're doing on farm, supported by Tierlon Co-op, to make the changes happen. And you know, when I look at the really good work that's happening right across the country, including here in Waterford, and maybe I look at other projects like the Farming for Water River Slaney project, where farmers really put the shoulder to the wheel, we support them putting in Farming for Water EIP applications. And it's great to see a 12% reduction in the nitrogen load leaving the Slaney because of that combined work. All of that work was closely scrutinised by the European Commission before they made their decision. And it's great to have that certainty now for the next 3 years.
Before the announcement, the Commissioner came to Ireland, saw it firsthand, but she saw it firsthand, a family farm, what can be done, and as you said, the Slaney project, but this has to be replicated right across Ireland and particularly the Tierlon area.
Yeah, it does. So in November, so the month before the decision was made, Environment Commissioner Jessica Roswell came to County Kildare and she met with Pat Durkin and his daughter Kayleigh. Kayleigh is a third generation farmer who gave up full-time nursing to come home dairy farming, and her message to the Commissioner was very clear. If they lose the derogation on that farm, they're down 40 cows and she will not be, and she will not stay in business. And importantly, they set out their grass-based outdoor model of food production. They also spoke about their €500,000 investment in slurry storage, in putting in place all the necessary measures to protect the watercourses. And that had an impact.
Now, slurry storage, you mentioned there, water quality are key. And speaking to Seamus Carney recently before the webinar, which was a huge success, and you're involved in it with Chagas and Tierlon. Now's the time to get going, because you might have a couple of years down the line, but you must face up to the situation now, both from water quality, from nitrates, and indeed slurry storage.
Yeah, and you know, you're prompting me to say, look, there are changes. So, yes, we have the derogation in place for 3 years, but there's a number of changes. Maybe first of all, for us here in this region, you know, from the 1st of January 2028, there's a 5% reduction in the chemical nitrogen. Also, there's increased buffer setbacks for both chemical and organic fertilizer. We're all aware of the increase in the slurry storage requirements, and they have to be in place from the 1st of October 2028. So just as I'm sure Seamus Carney from Chagas would have said, and I know he said on the successful webinar, we need to plan now. You know, look, it's a busy time now with calving starting. Let's take a breath, hopefully, once calving is over, but start thinking about your infrastructure on the farm, because we want to make sure we stay compliant. We want to make sure, you know, we don't suffer a BIS or a cross-compliance penalty, and also do right by the environment. There's TAMS funding available. There's also a lot of funding available under the 60 million Farming for Water EIP for measures such as farmyard bucking and brush, fencing off watercourses. As a co-op, we've put in €6 million worth of Farming for Water EIP applications for farmers across Waterford, Wexford, Kilkenny, right up across our catchment. And today, great people in this area, like agri-sustainability advisors like Michael Hassett and others, are available to work with our farm family suppliers and put in them applications.
Now, as regards this buffer zone, these and a lot of the river basins in the Tierlong catchment area are being highlighted as areas that need immediate action as such.
Yeah, there are. So the EPA have what they call their catchments of concern, and they have identified the Shore, which would be of interest to your listeners, the Blackwater, the Nore, the Barrow, and the Boyne, and the Slaney. And they've said, look, here are catchments where there's a reduction required in nitrogen heading into the rivers. Mm. So what our chairman, John Murphy, has announced this week, we're going to take the key learnings from the River Slaney project, and we're going to roll them out across the Shore, the Nore, the Barrow, and the Blackwater, and the Boyne. And we're going to work hand in glove with our farm family suppliers. You know, we're not going to force anyone to do anything, but we're going to say to them, here's the TAMS funding that's available. We'll go out and we'll prepare, you know, a water quality plan on your farm. We'll highlight maybe the areas we need to work on together. We'll put in place a funding applications under that Farming for Water EIP. We'll put in the applications and we'll get funding available, you know, to make sure that the necessary finances that are available are being made available to our co-op supplier members.
Nitrogen, you've mentioned several times, the switch to protein urea, the uptake has been good. Obviously, you want an increased uptake in 2026.
Yeah, look, the ask here is, so many of our farm family suppliers right across the Waterford region are doing brilliant basics. We just need to increase the rate and pace at which we take action. That's the ask here. You know, keep momentum. Keep momentum, stay the journey. And look, that's given us renewed confidence. When the European Commission will come to Ireland again, before the next decision is made in 2028, for from 2029 onwards, European Commission officials and maybe even a commissioner herself will be back to Ireland to say, what has happened? What, you know, how have you increased the good work you're doing? So everything we do now over the next number of years will have a positive impact.
Thomas, if you were to say to our listeners out there, what are the key areas they should look at sooner rather than later, over the next few weeks, before the end of January, early February, what are the immediate action a farm family should be taking in the Tierlong catchment area?
Okay, just a practical measure, have a look around the farmyard, right? It's a challenging time of the year with the weather, but it gives you a great opportunity to see, where's all this water going, right? Is some of it getting into the slurry tank? Am I mixing in effectively? Am I filling my slurry tank with water? You know, could I be diverting that? And on the basis of that, then maybe managing the storage requirements on farm. So I may not actually need as much storage. Have a look at you know, the open season is now there for slurry spreading application. Remember, have a look at the buffer zones. You know, don't go too near watercourses. Stay on the right side of the law and make sure you're going out with the nutrients when you're going to get value, when temperatures are right. And even something some people have started doing and get great value out of is testing the slurry. What's the NP and K value, the nutrient value of that slurry? Because you know what?
That's an interesting one, actually.
Well, you might need less chemical. You might need less bag fertilizer, right?
Finally, as regards timelines, as regards applying, what's the story on timeline?
Okay. Applications are open now, so get talk to any of your Tierlong representatives who'll put
you
in touch. Who'll put you in touch with the local with your local agri sustainability advisor, who's ready and available to put in applications. When you mention timelines, it reminds me, Kieran, there's a very important timeline approaching, and that's to do with the sustainability action payment. This is a half a cent a litre that's available to our co-op members who go onto their Tierlong Farm Life account, and from the menu of 20 options, they declare the 7 actions they have taken on their farm during 2025 to continue to get the half a cent a litre right throughout 2026. Now, deadline is they have until the 30th of January. A euro saved is as good as a euro earned. That half a cent mightn't seem like a much, but it's worth 3,000 euros on average to a Tierlong supplier. Yes. Let's not leave that money behind. Want to Tierlong Farm Life and declare your actions.
Listen, Thomas, great to talk to you. It's such an important subject. The Nitrogen irrigation may be 2028, but we need action now, sooner than later. Talk to your local advisor and get moving quickly with the deadline of January 30. Thomas Ryan, Sustainability Group Sustainability Manager for Tierlong. Thanks for talking to us. I'm sure we'll talk to you in the near future. But I'm delighted to hear there's such a positive uptake from farmers in the region.
There is surely, and for us all, let's keep going and keep working hard well together. Thank you and safe farming.
There's some good news recently that Enterprise Ireland have awarded funding to Dungarvan Enterprise Centre for a major agri-food innovation feasibility study. To tell us all about it, we're delighted to be joined by Professor Bill O'Gorman. He's chair of the board of Dungarvan Enterprise Centre. Bill, great news for County Waterford.
Yes, this is fantastic news, and it is a great opportunity. It is a very unique opportunity, an opportunity that will help to grow the whole food space in Waterford. Now, look, it's very clear that there's already excellent food producers in the Waterford area. You've got Don Meats, you've got Flavins, Cumra Mountain Farms. Also, you've got excellent farmers here. It's already known that the prowess of the dairy industry in Waterford is second to none. But the idea of this, okay, is to bring that on more, but also to look at the newer or growing businesses in the whole agri-tech and in the whole agri-food space. So, you know, we're also looking at people that might have ideas, but they haven't had the opportunity to put these together yet. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to develop what is known as a collaborative living laboratory, where we bring together researchers, people that have already been in business for a long time, new people starting off into business, enterprise support agencies, local government. We're trying to bring these all together in a virtual space so that they can collaborate and integrate with each other to create a greater mass, shall we say.
And as you say, like, the potential is there, the funding is now there for this innovation feasibility study. And really, are you looking at small producers, milk suppliers, producers, small business who are just set up, employing one or two, or indeed people who are thinking of setting up? Or who are you actually targeting for this study?
Well, we're targeting right from those that are thinking about it, that want to start, but don't know how to get in there yet. We're also thinking about those that have already just started, but also it's very, very important to help those that are already in business. Even though they are successful at the moment, can they be even more successful? Can they be more competitive? Yeah, can they engage with international markets? And the idea is to help them to bring technologies, to use more technologies, to use more business models, state-of-the-art business models, to help them grow their businesses. So
saying there's expertise there. It's an opportunity for small producers or people starting up, people already up and established, to tap into this, because you've got the funding for this, and it's an opportunity for them to say, look, I can put up my hand, I can benefit from this.
Yes, correct. And that's a good point that you make. Okay, there is expertise. There's expertise within the regions, there's expertise within the Southeast. The expertise is a little bit disjointed. Okay. So the purpose of developing the collaborative living laboratory is to bring this expertise together. So everybody from the smallest producer to the even small farmers can engage with this expertise, and that they can actually, you know, that the region becomes a testbed for new technologies, a testbed for new business models, and that together the region can grow and develop.
And we've seen with the Waterford Festival of Food, the way it has developed, bringing together all the fantastic food producers we have in the county, the brilliant restaurants, it's becoming a food destination. For people to get involved in this, first of all, in the survey, indeed, to tap into the whole, we'll say, capital that's now there for the agri-food innovation here in County Waterford.
First of all, no matter how much money we have to do this, okay, it's not going to go anywhere unless we get knowledge from you, the people that are out there. So we want to learn from you. What are the aspects that are hindering you from developing further, or from engaging with new research technologies or new processes? What's stopping you from doing that, okay? So, you know, without getting that feedback.
So the study will only be as good as the input you get from the producers and farmers right around the county.
Exactly. So, and we need input from you. So to shape the future together of food and agri-tech in the Southeast.
And we have the funding.
We have the funding to do it. And how we want to gather the information is that we have a survey put together. We will put the survey online. We will engage with the people existing in business. And we would like as many people as possible to complete this survey. Also, we will have one-to-one interviews with key influencers and key experts. And on top of that as well, then we're going to have a public consultation session where we will invite people to come and talk to us so that we can learn from you, so that we can pick the best way of doing this.
Listen, it's very exciting news. It's great that the Dungarvan Enterprise Centre has got the funding for this new major agri-food innovation feasibility study. To find out more, obviously you'll be sending out the surveys, but if people want to get involved and find out more, where should they go, Bill?
The best place to go is to get onto the Dungarvan Enterprise Centre website, which is www.dungarvan.ie. DungarvanEC.com.
www.dungarvanec.com.
Yes, and if you go into that website, there will be a landing page there where you will be able to learn more about this project, right, this initiative. And just one last thing I'd like to say, Kieran. Yes, the money is coming through Enterprise Ireland, but it's important to find out as well too is that it's not just Enterprise Ireland. This project is also supported and is co-funded by the Government of Ireland itself. It's also supported by the European Union through the ERDF Southern, right, and Eastern Midlands Regional, right, Programme.
So very much collaborative. Listen, Professor Bill O'Gorman, Chair of the Dungarvan Enterprise Centre, I think it's brilliant news that you've been awarded funding for a major agri-food innovation feasibility study. You'll be sending out the surveys. People want to find out more can go to your website, and then you hope to have a public consultation meeting in the next few weeks. Listen, best of luck with this. It's fantastic news for the region, and I hope to be a great success.
Thanks very much for you, Kieran. Very much appreciated. Thank you.
Farmview with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlawnFarmLife.com.
And welcome back to part two of Farmview. Now let's have a look at some items from our farming calendar. Turning to our farmer markets and country markets, and we're so fortunate in Waterford every week to have a huge array of top quality farm fresh artisan food available across the city and county. On Thursday mornings we have Dungarvan Farmers Market, Grattan Square, running from 9 to 2, while on Friday mornings in the city we have Waterford Country Markets in St. Olaf's Hall. Also on Friday mornings, Dungarvan Country Markets, Causeway Tennis Club, Abbeyside, again running from 9 until 2. Saturday mornings, Tramore Farmers Market, Priest Road, Tramore. We've Waterford Farmers Market, John Robert Square, and also, of course, Stradbally Farmers Market every Saturday morning from 9 until 1. Now, John Maguire of Chagas was on to tell us about the very first Waterford Kilkenny Women's Discussion Group will take place on Friday next from 11 o'clock on Friday morning until 1 o'clock at the Chagas Mullinavet office. All are welcome, regardless of experience, involvement in both dairy and dry stock. And the agenda for the first meeting is spring management tips and meeting plans for 2020. Turning to show jumping front, Jerome was on to remind us, Shanachan House Equestrian Centre, well, their new spring league is up and running at the moment and will be resuming again on Sunday week, the 1st of February, running every Sunday from 10 from February and March, with cross poles right up to 1:30. Registered and unregistered horses and ponies are all welcome at Shanachan House Equestrian Centre. Turning to our livestock marts, Waterford Ross Mart, as always, general cattle sales from 9, calf sales from 10 every Saturday morning, sheep sales also every Monday morning from 10. Richie on to remind us that the first dairy sale of the year is on this Friday, the 23rd, from 12 noon, with 40 in-calf heifers, 10 calf heifers and 2 in-calf hows. Turning to Dungarvan Mart, general cattle and calf sale on Monday from 11, and then remind us of a clearance sale on Monday next of 35 genuine dairy stock for a local supplier, all scanned in-calf to a Hereford stock pool and calving in the next few weeks. And on the point-to-point front, don't forget on Sunday, one of the highlights of the point-to-point season in the region, the annual Dungarvan point-to-point takes place at Kilostra. First of 6 races is time for 12:30, plenty of roadside parking, always a great family day out, and I'll preview the point-to-point with point-to-point secretary Liam Carroll in part two of the programme.
Farmview with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlawnFarmLife.com.
Well, of course, on Sunday, all roads lead to Kilostra Dungarvan for the annual Dungarvan point-to-point. Always a huge day on the point-to-point circuit. And one very busy man indeed is Secretary of Dungarvan point-to-point, Liam Carroll. Liam, what a tradition to Dungarvan point-to-point at Kilrossandy has.
Yes, Ian. Kilostra point-to-point has been run over the same course since early fall. And indeed, we are very grateful to the Coyley, Sheehan and Curran families who put their land at their disposal every year. Credit to them the way there's no problem with them. We're deeply indebted to them. Yeah. And,
and of course, to have a track on the edge of Dungarvan, just out the All Road, and that natural bank, a natural amphitheatre, a natural grandstand. But these families have been great supporters from the get-go.
They have, yeah. Dungarvan has a great tradition as a course, because John Coyley builds a great course there. So some of the horses that came out of Dungarvan, the one there would include Monty's Pass, won the Grand National, Lexus Chase winner Pandorama, and Doris Ace Chase winner Jesse Stream, and many good jockey cuts of teeth, including Ted Welsh, Aidan Wire, David Russell, Aidan O'Brien, and they cut their teeth. That's very important with horses and jockeys. So.
And of course, it's renowned as a nursery for the national hunt for the horses, but also a huge nursery for the jockeys as well, as you mentioned.
That's right, yeah. And I remember Tom Costlow saying this, if you had a horse that could win in Dungarvan, he could run anywhere. It would be safe to go to Cheltenham with him, so...
I mentioned as regards the having the landowners, but also getting local businesses, local sponsors, and all your races on Sunday are sponsored by local businesses.
Yeah, we're very grateful for the local sponsors. And Sunday we have the Bridgie Terry's, which all is dubbed as a game qualifier race with Curran's Top Line, We've Connellan Country Store, All Ella Stud Michael Ryan, we've Tom Morrissey Building Contractor, and Murray's Care Plus Pharmacy. And on that, in the Connellan Country Store race this year, to the memorial race for Jerome Power, who was one of our younger members who passed away during the year. And we are delighted that we have the run this race, because Edmund Power is dead, he's our chairman, current chairman, and doing a great job.
Lovely way to remember him. He's a man who has a past winner there. Jerome, of course, a great day for the Power and Sheen family when he had that winner there a few years ago. As regards entries for Sunday, how are we looking for Sunday?
Yeah, the entries are holding well. We have 68 entries, which is good considering numbers are back all over this year, and we're very pleased to have that. We'll have six races. We kick off at 12:30. We over by 3:34 o'clock, and people will be home to see the match.
Hopefully a big win for Waterford on Sunday. As regards Liam, the committee itself, it's all volunteers. You're out there, you transform a farmland into a track, put up the marquees, the fence, the running rails, a lot of work behind the scenes, but you must be very fortunate to have such a great, vibrant committee.
Yeah, we have 53 members there. Now we have, I just said there was a text, we have teletext workers acquired on Tuesday, Monday at 2:30, and they'll invariably 20, 25 people turn up.
Yes.
And on Monday or Tuesday after racing, on Tuesday, by Tuesday evening, there'll be a store to farm that, and you'll never know those races there. So like we try and look after as best we can, but
obviously we've had a rough week as regards weather, but you're fortunate really out the All Road, plenty of parking in the hard shoulder out the All Road, and of course the Gardaí very involved in promoting the safety as regards parking on that main road.
Yeah, well, since they did a job on the road down some years ago, there's actually plenty parking on the road. There's no need to go into the field unless you want a car, to go and sit in a car, but we encourage people to stay on the road, walk in, and much easier get in and get out, and we'll save a place for parking.
So once again, six races on the card, the Kilastra, Dungarvan point to point at Kilastra. What a tradition going back to the 40s. A lot of the same families involved. Great to see President John Kiely heading it up as he has been for over the years, and the huge contribution he's made over the years. So 12:30 the first race.
Half 12 on Sunday, please God, and all systems go.
Yeah.
And looking forward to meeting you all out there again. And thanks very much, Phil.
No problem, Liam. Delighted to promote us to the annual Dungarvan Point to Point Kilastra first race, 12:30. Liam Carroll, Secretary of Dungarvan Point to Point. Keep up the great work. You're keeping up a great tradition. And let's hope we'll have a great day's racing and plenty of local winners at Kilastra on Sunday. Thanks for talking to us, Liam.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Kieran, for all your promotion as well for us.
And before I go on the racing front, good week again for local Waterford Connections Cross Channel, with a good win for Ballinane native UK-based trainer Pat Phelan, who saddled a good winner at Linkfield last week. While back at home, wins for Atgormac trainer Pat Flynn at Dundalk, where Pat saddled two winners last week. While on Sunday last, Ardmore owners and breeders Claire and Brian Gleeson were in the winner's enclosure at Thurles with a very impressive winner in the Hunter's Chase last weekend. Well, that's my lot for this week's programme. Once again, as always, my thanks to Ollie for all his help in putting this week's programme together. So from myself, Kieran O'Connor, stay safe, and hopefully I'll have your company again same time next week.
Farm View with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlawnFarmLife.com.